With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. UC Riverside has unveiled a new lab dedicated to fighting a deadly citrus disease that's ravaged citrus groves in Florida and China. KBCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The disease is called Huanglongbing, or HLB. It's a disease that kills citrus trees. The new lab is billed as the product of a partnership between the state's citrus growers and UCR aimed at protecting California's $3.3 billion citrus industry from HLB. The $8 million lab was funded by the California Citrus Research Foundation through donations by citrus growers and packers. Casey Creamer is the president of California Citrus Mutual, an advocacy group that represents citrus growers. He claimed at the lab's unveiling that it will be where the cure for HLB will be found, and urged statewide cooperation in fighting it.
So I call on all of us here today to not just think about this facility as the cure, but this is the start of a partnership between the community town here in Riverside, and Ventura, and across California, across government, across research, to finally get this thing done.
If you own citrus trees and suspect they may be infected with HLB, you can call the California Department of Food and Agriculture's hotline at 1-800-491-1899. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
Net neutrality could return to California under a new ruling from a federal court of appeals. Tuesday's Washington, D.C. Circuit Court's ruling sides with the Trump administration on the larger question of whether the Federal Communications Commission could repeal Obama-era net neutrality protections. But Stanford law professor and net neutrality supporter Barbara Van Schievik says the court ruled against the FCC's effort to preempt state net neutrality laws, like the one California passed last year.
The phone and cable companies said, California, you don't have the right to do so. Today's decision shows they were wrong and California was within its power.
A separate legal challenge from the Trump administration against the California law is on hold until any appeals to Tuesday's ruling are resolved. The state attorney general's office has also promised not to enforce the law during that time. A man who was wrongly convicted of a 1998 murder in Southern California and spent 2 decades in prison has filed a federal lawsuit. Horace Roberts on Tuesday sued Riverside County and officers from its sheriff's department, alleging they failed to turn over exculpatory evidence to prosecutors. Roberts was wrongly convicted of the murder of Terry Cheek and sentenced to 15 years to life. Roberts' lawyers say he was freed last year after conducting his own DNA testing of crime scene evidence and new arrests were made in the case. The 61-year-old Robert says in a statement he can't get back lost time but hopes for reforms to help prevent future injustice. A message seeking comment was sent to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department. As you know, we are in our fall membership campaign, and we're asking you to take a few minutes to make a conscious decision to give to KBCR. It's likely that something you heard last week could have prompted you to give. You were moved, captivated, or something stopped you in your tracks. But in the moment, you didn't say, that's why I love KVCR, I'm going to donate right now. What's important is that in this moment, you have 3 minutes to do your part so that next week we can wow you again. You can help out at kvcrnews.org. It'll only take a few minutes. Or you can call us at 877-512-8843. And we have a daily giveaway today. 6 tickets to I'm Still Standing, the Elton John Experience. That's October 20th at the historic California Theater of the Performing Arts in San Bernardino. The Elton John Experience stars Kenny Metcalf in concert as Elton John and features all of Elton's greatest hits, including Your Song, Crocodile Rock, Honky Cat, and I'm Still Standing. Complete with sequins and big glasses, Kenny Metcalf transports the crowd to a real live Elton John performance. If you'd like to be entered in that daily giveaway, make your pledge today before midnight at 877-512-8843 or kvcrnews.org. With Empire, KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. And thank you.